all created for all to play the level pitcher and the maker of that pitcher will be punished, will be punished by itself. Pitcher maker will be asked to breathe life into every of their images. The command to be made of all the images, pitchers of our power.
Now we move on to the next chapter, the chapter of the forbidden of taking oaths faithfully. بعد ما جاء في كثرة الحلف. Taking oaths or swearing, it takes two shapes. Swearing by Allah or swearing by other than Allah. Swearing by other than Allah, it could be major shirk or minor shirk. If somebody swears by other than Allah with the intention and the belief of the glorification to that which he swore by, equivalent to the glorification that he has to Allah Azza wa Jal, that represents major shirk. But if somebody swears by other than Allah, without having in his mind that he is glorifying that which he is swearing by, this action represents minor shirk. Swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all the different shapes. People swear by Allah falsely. And that oath will take the one who does it to the hellfire. Or a person might swear by Allah frequently without paying attention. And that represents lack of glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who wants to be established in Tawheed should glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla in all aspects. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Protect your oath. And this protection refers to protecting our tongue so much that we do not swear by Allah frequently and without thinking of what we are saying. Secondly, it encompasses that if we swear by Allah, if we swear by Allah, we should do that which we swore by Allah to do. Unless we find out something that is better than what we have swore by Allah to do. An example, a person says, Wallahi, I'm going to travel tomorrow to this place. And then he finds out staying in his town is better. Then he should do that which is better, but at the same time expiate for his sin, for his, not sin, for his fault. And that is to feed 10 poor people, clothe 10 poor people, for emancipate a slave. Then if he cannot do any of those, he should fast 3 days in a row. The third aspect of protecting our oath is that if we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be trying to carry out what we have done. So in essence, I repeat what I have said. First, we should protect our tongue from rambling and swearing by Allah Azza wa Jal without a purpose. If we swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, we should live up to our oath. And if we do not live up to our oath, then we should do the kafara, which was to feed 10 poor people, force 10 people to emancipate the slaves. If not, if those things are not available or we cannot do it, then fast for 3 days in a row. The second hadith that is mentioned in this chapter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْحَلْقُ مُنْحَقَةٌ لِلْسِلْعَى مُنْحَقَةٌ لِلْكَسِبِ. By swearing, the seller may persuade the buyer to purchase the goods, but he will be deprived of Allah's blessing. Also, people many times swear by Allah when they are in a market state. Wallahi, today is a commodity. Wallahi, I got it yesterday. And they are not truthful in their oath. But they are doing so to sell their product. A person who sells his product by swearing by Allah Azza wa Jal, he's going to be deprived from the blessing in his gain. Either his gain would be destroyed altogether, or his gain would not have the barakah in it. Also, there's another hadith that concerning this chapter. ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم أشيم فرزان وعائل مستكبر ورجل جعل الله أبضاعته لا يشتري إلا بيمينه ولا يبيع إلا بيمينه. Three types of people Allah does not speak to them, nor he purifies them, and they're going to receive great torment. Ushaymitul Zan, an elderly person who goes after fornication. And a person who is poor, yet he is arrogant. And a person who takes the name of Allah his commodity. He buys by his own and he sells by his own. Those three types of people, Allah does not speak to them, and we have said before that speaking is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not purify them, and they will receive great punishment. The first one of which is the person who is old, and people when they get old, their sexual drive is not as intense as those who are young. But this person is old, and his hair is now getting salt and pepper. This is what it means, the shame. Yet he's still going after him. His punishment is more severe than the young person who is going after him. Because the motive for him to do that is yes. Yet he is still going after it, and that shows that he is evil. Similarly, the person that he is poor, nevertheless, he is arrogant. Because this person who is poor and arrogant does not have any reason to be arrogant. So this is why they are arrogant. But this person who is poor, you have nothing to be arrogant about. That shows that he himself is evil. Also, the third person is the person who makes the name of Allah his commodity. Oh, wallahi, this is good. Wallahi, I bought that for this. Every time he wants to do something, he swears by Allah. False. Another hadith that is in chapter of the two hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ أُمَّةِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ قال عمران فلا أدعى ولو ريشن and the one regeneration the thought be the people are not going to be even nobody going to ask for their testimony yet they impose themselves and they deliver what they have to say. And it says here, and they want to be obedient. We know that obedience is not something for us to be punished for, because something we cannot control. But here, it refers to that attribute of faith to show you that they love just to eat and to sit around. And usually when people eat and sit around, the only thing they do is to talk about each other people. Is that true? No. Also another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثم يجيء قوم تسبح شهادة أحدهم يمينه ويمينه شهادته. Also the best of the people of my generation and the ones who after them and the ones who after them, then people will come that the person, his oath and his testimony will be raised with one another. Testimony has oath. Nation. He might be about an entire companion of his dying, which is either 110 and all 120 after migration, which makes his generation is 133 years. And the last one of the followers who died in 108, which makes the generation of the followers to be 80 years. And the last one of the follower of the follower who died in the year 220, which makes their generation is 40 years. So all of that time is the generation of the Prophet, and then the next generation and the next generation. But not every person who lived in that time is included in this recommendation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only those companions, those who met his companions, and those who met his companions. Because I want to mention that, because some people understand a generation to be 100 years, a current. Hasn't it been in the world that usually for, but at the time of Ibrahim and Nafa'i, the children used to get beaten for breaking their promises or for the testimony.
Admonishment is a simple preparation that by swearing the good of the soul must be far from punishment. Let us forgive punishment for those who do not abide with themselves without swearing. Warning that committing sin for small reasons or no reason increases the degree of sin.
That comes from the old man who did hope and suffer and still after going after dinner.
Censure of the Lord for what happened after.
Also, this chapter is related to also he. And this relation is as follows. If we glorify Allah, we have to protect the covenant of Allah. If we honor the Prophet, we have to protect the covenant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he mentioned in this chapter the ayah, وَأَوْفُ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And fulfill the covenant of Allah, and when you have convention, isn't that how you read it?
Yes. Covenant.
And break not the oath after you have confirmed it. And indeed you have appointed Allah your source, and verily Allah knows what you do. So in this ayah we are ordained to keep up our promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep up the covenant that we have between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you remember in the first chapter of At-Tawfiq, we discussed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an obligation upon himself, and what is the obligation of the slave towards Allah. Who can tell me that?
That the obligation upon us to Allah is that we work with Allah and alone. And then Allah's obligation on us is that if we do so, we shall not punish us.
Then the next hadith is the hadith that is concerning rules and regulations concerning when people go to war. We're going to leave for you the responsibility to read this hadith, but we're going to read the last portion of this hadith, which is related to our topic. It says, وَإِذَا حَاصَلْتَ أَهْلَ حِسْنٍ فَأَرَادُوكَ أَنْ تَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةَ اللَّهِ وَذِمَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ فَلَا تَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةَ اللَّهِ وَذِمَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ ولكن اجعل لهم ذمتك وذمة أصحابك فإنكم إن تغفروا ذممكم وذمة أصحابكم أهون من أن تغفروا ذمة الله وذمة نبيه وإذا حافظت أهل حسن فأرادوك أن تنزلهم على حكم الله فلا تنزلهم ولكن أنزلهم على حكمك فإنك لا تدري أتصيب فيهم حكم الله أم لا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told his Amir when he was about to send him off on an expedition, if you put the people of a fort under siege and they want you to give them the promise of Allah and the promise of His Messenger, do not give them the promise of Allah and the promise of the Messenger, but give them your promise and the promise of those who are with you. Because if you break your own promises and the promise of your friends, it's easier then to breach the promise that you made by Allah and the promise that you made by His Messenger. Also, if you put the people of the fort under your siege and they want you to give them the ruling of Allah, do not give them the ruling of Allah, but tell them, I'm going to rule by my own ruling. Because you do not know if you're going to be on target when you are ruling. So this hadith, the important part of it, that breaking a promise of Allah is severe. This is why the Prophet ﷺ says to his Amir, put the people under your own promise, because that would be easier than breaking a promise of Allah. That does not mean we can go about and break all promises, still a sin, but not as severe as breaking a promise of Allah and of His Messenger. And all of that shows us the importance of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, we stop here, inshallah, and we read the issue.
The difference between the protection of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the protection of the Muslim. The recommend to choose the less dangerous alternative. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands, fight with the name of Allah and in the way of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands, fight against those who disbelieve in Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands, seek Allah's help and fight with Him. There is a difference between the command of Allah and that of the Ulama.
that the companion is necessary to be desperate without knowing if you would agree with the law generally.
The next chapter is the chapter of to swear and to take oath upon Allah. The chapter about Rajat is Sami Allah. The chapter concerning a person swears upon Allah. And this has also an implication here. A person swears upon Allah and something that Allah has released to say, Wallahi Allah created the mountain. Wallahi Allah is going to punish the disbelievers. That is something a truth and they so hard. So somebody says, Wallahi Allah is going to put the disbelievers in the hellfire. This is saying something true and Allah will promise upon. The other type of prayer is to swear that Allah will not do something. And sometimes people will do that because they have a great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of that is one of the companions when a dispute happened between his sister and another woman, and they wanted to punish his sister by breaking, her tooth, just like she broke the tooth of that woman. This man said, Wallahi, the tooth of Al-Rabi'ah, which is his sister, is not going to be broken. So he did not swear that to reject the rule of Al-Tiqaf, of the punishment. But he is saying that hoping that the family of that woman would forego their life. And verily, they did do that. And this is reflected upon the hadith that we mentioned a few times, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من الناس من أقسم على الله إلا من عباد الله من لو أقسم على الله لأبره. Some of the states of Allah, if they swear upon Allah, Allah will fulfill their request. The third type of swearing upon Allah, when a person does that out of arrogance and self-admiration. And this part, or this type, is forbidden, and a person who does that, he runs into the risk of having his actions to be nullified. And this is the hadith that we are mentioning this time, where عن جودة بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رجل والله لا يغفر الله لفلان فقال الله عز وجل من ذا الذي يتآلى علي ألا أغفر لفلان إني قد غفرت له وأحبطت عمله رواه مسلم وفي حديث أبي هريرة أن القائل رجل عادل قال أبو هريرة تكلم بكلمة أوضحت صيامه وآخرته. He reads
a man says, by Allah, Allah will not forgive such and such person. Thereupon Allah Azza wa Jalla said, who is he who swears by me that I will not grant pardon to so and so? I have granted pardon to so and so and brought out your surety. According to another hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the man who said it was a faithful worshipper. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu.
Another, it's a worshipper, it does not say a legal worshipper. Let us say a worshipper.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, did one faith destroy his life in this world and the hereafter?
Because in doing so, he is swearing that Allah is not going to forgive so and so out of arrogance and self-admiration. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to speak on his behalf without knowledge. Speaking on his behalf without knowledge might reach the level of shirk. As we know, if a person commits shirk, his deed will be now unvoided. Speak for us, sir.
Warning against taking an oath binding on Allah. No prior close to us in the raising of our shoes.
Yes, that's taking six persons who said one word without consideration, and that was the consequence of the question part.
So is the guard. In this hadith, it is described that a man sometimes utters a sentence unintentionally, but the consequences of that are great. Sometimes a man gives forgiveness of all that he believes because of the most contested matter in him.
هذا الكتاب من الثلث الشابتر وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم and we pray Isha and after the Isha prayer if you have any questions we just inshallah for 10 minutes and try to answer any questions.